Chris Trostel here on a Mudlark Sampler this afternoon. I'm bringing you a great show with a lot of friends in celebration of Buddy Tabor and his great and fine music. You know, I don't know Buddy except as a vague sort of around the town sort of acquaintance. And he doesn't know me from Adam or Eve, but I'm very happy to know Buddy and have known Buddy for many years through his music. And it's my pleasure to bring you a celebration of his music and those he loves today on a Mudlark Sampler. You know, everybody has a story, and Buddy Tabor's music has always told his. He grew up in the East, but is a Westerner and Northerner at heart. He's lived in Juneau longer than most and done more than just about anyone you could name. Buddy's music is his story. He has a fondness for songwriters and musicians of the past, Bob Dylan, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, and he's a writer and singer as great as any of those. He sounds as if he rose out of the earth with that voice, gravelly and melodic, rough and pure. His songs are of the timeless sort that Dylan and others wrote that still resonate in our heads and our hearts after decades. Tabor is easily of that caliber because he's an honest singer and writer above all. He gives the song a ring of truth because he's poetic, and any poet worth his or her salt gets at the essence of a thing. But he writes without fluff. He strips away the fluff to get at the core of a thing, and that is what speaks to us. Buddy Tabor is a human above all, and he's used his gifts to create a communion, and I mean that in both a real and holy sense. His music creates a meeting of minds and hearts in a common place, and that place is wherever Buddy's voice rings out. So today, in this place, for the next couple of hours, it will ring loud and clear. Buddy's music and his friends are here to share a celebration with you.
Put on that blue satin dress you bought today. Let's go out dancing underneath the Milky Way. In moments like these, that's when stars are born, hurled across the sky in the early hours of the morn. Flesh dancing on flesh, lightning strikes my bones. Happens to us, mama, every time that we're alone. I love you, baby, you know that it's so. From the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Here I am again, knocking at your door. My soul's on fire and I'm crying out for more. In this room of shelter, we're sanctified. And oh, my darling, make my flesh come alive. Flesh dancing on flesh, lightning strikes our bones. Happens to us, mama, every time that we're alone. I love you, baby, you know that it's so. From the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Your body is sacred and I'm mystified. Let's jump in this river of sweet wine for a ride. I'm staggering like a drunk man, I'm stumbling on my feet. My knees are shaking and my tongue won't speak. Flesh dancing on flesh, lightning strikes our bones. Happens to us, mama, every time that we're alone. I love you, baby, you know that it's so. From the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Walk on water, turn it into wine. I'm an ordinary man, I need your mercy one more time. At this moment of conception, angels open up the gate. My heart's pounding faster, I just can't wait. Flesh dancing on flesh, lightning strikes our bones. Happens to us, mama, every time that we're alone. I love you, baby, you know that it's so. From the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Young poet, searching for the truth, searching for the truth in a world full of lies. Young poet, got no excuses, got no excuses, got no alibis. All we got left of you are these teardrops in our eyes. Earth in the sky, earth in the sky, the earth in the sky.
Nothing lasts forever but the earth and the sky. You love the mountains, you love the sea, like endless lines of poetry. So saddle your daddy's horses one more time. Ride that painted mare across a great divide. Earth and the sky, earth and the sky, earth and the sky. Nothing lasts forever but the earth and the sky. Our lives are like the flowers of the field. They bloom, the seasons change. The wind blows, and then one day we're gone. Nobody knows exactly just how long. Earth in the sky, earth in the sky, earth in the sky. Nothing lasts forever. We embrace the unexpected of life's great mystery. Standing in acceptance, it's then we are set free. Free to love you through our pain. Free to love you through our tears. Free to love you with the passing of our years. Earth in the sky, earth in the sky, earth in the sky. Nothing lasts forever but the earth and the sky. So remember you when the lake don't freeze and the loons crowd in the warm evening breeze. And somewhere there's a woman got no man to hold. And we'll remember you when the aspens turn to gold. Earth and the sky, earth in the sky, earth in the sky. Nothing lasts forever but the earth and the sky.
That was Earth and Sky. Buddy Tabor's great song before that, Moment of Conception, one of my favorite songs, and Water Over Stone. And I am Chris Trostel. I'm here with Mudlark Sampler today. We are celebrating Buddy Tabor, all things great and beautiful in his music and among his friends. And speaking of his friends, we have some here in the studio. Hey, Gracie.
Hi.
Hey. Introduce yourself over there.
Hey, this is Sister Grace, also known as Grace Elliott and many other things. But I'm so happy we can be here and have a party to celebrate you, Buddy. I know you're listening out there. And isn't this great? We have an opportunity to tell our friend Buddy how much we love him, and he can sit at home blushing where no one will see him. And we can all,
man,
I hope we've been telling
blushed.
You all along, Buddy, how much we love you and what a brilliant and beautiful influence you are on our town and on us individually. And now we get to say it unabashedly. So, all right.
Yay. And next to you, Grace, is Irene Mueller. Hi, Irene. Can
Hi.
See you there over the monitor.
Yeah, I'm hiding back here. I'm just so excited that I got to come in today and say hi to you, Buddy, and everyone else. And just, it's been, I don't know, it's not always an easy place to be a songwriter. Always, you know, it's not easy. That's not why we do it. But, it's always been such an inspiration to me to watch you do what you do. You do it with such honesty and such passion, and it's made me so much less afraid to just say what needs to be said. And I can't thank you enough for that. And I love you, Buddy. You're spectacular.
Thanks, Irene. That's sweet. And Tony Tangs.
Hey,
hi,
Buddy.
There.
This is Tony Tangs here. It's just such a pleasure to celebrate you and your writing. When I came in, they were playing Water Over Stones, and I was happy to learn that last month, and singing at Gold Street. And when I was learning it, I was talking to Albert about it, and we were talking about the quantum leaps in that song, about suddenly there's water singing sweetly over stones. That was one quantum leap, and then the other one was, I am not alone.
Amen.
And
amen.
Yeah, thank you for that, Buddy.
None of
for
us
all your
are
quantum
alone.
Leaps and all your beautiful songs and all your inspiration.
I mean, I think it's great just to hear that message over and over. No matter who you are, we're not alone, and we're all in this together. You know,
yeah, we were just talking off mic here before we went into this break about that is one of Buddy's greatest gifts in all of his music is that, you know, there's lots of jokes about, oh, Buddy only wrote one happy song or something. But the idea is that, Buddy, you narrate our experience for us. And by doing that and the way you do it, let us know that even though we're going through these difficulties, we are not going through them alone. And what a lovely thing to be able to know. That there's a kindred spirit out there, and there's light at the end of that tunnel, and that's what you've always given us. And I just wanted to say, regarding Water Over Stones, not only did Tony sing it and play it in those other places, he just sang it to me this morning at Paradise Cafe right before we got here. So it was really cool, Chris, that you opened the show with that. I really love it.
Buddy is
really
everywhere.
Pardon?
Buddy is everywhere.
Buddy is everywhere. You're everywhere, man. We love you.
We do love you. And, you know, I want to let other people who have that great love for Buddy in person or through his music or just for, you know, anybody out there to call in this afternoon. And we have a special number for you to call here today. It's not the normal number. Call us at 463-6430, and we'll put you on hold when you call, and we'll get you on air as soon as we can. Call us and share your stories, your favorite songs, your messages to Buddy, about Buddy. Share your stories. We'd really love to hear you. 463-6430. Tony's picked out a song I'm going to put on here in just a second. So any last messages while I get it going?
I just want to thank Tony. I'm sitting here next to the beautiful, talented Irene Muller, and thinking about Folk Fest's past and just seeing the two of you guys hanging out there in the sun on the lawn in front of Centennial Hall. And Buddy, I know you saw this girl for exactly who she is from the start, and I love you for that. And thanks for encouraging her, because she's writing again just this week, so we might be treated to that song in a bit. So hang in there.
All right. Barefoot Boy from Meadowlark.
Barefoot boy ain't got good sense. Meadowlark on a barbed wire fence. Barefoot boy, love that yellow-breasted bird. Sweetest song you ever heard. Mockingbird don't give a damn. He sing any old song he can. Yellow bird, she sing high and sweet. Barefoot boy, put your shoes on your feet. Innocence taken at the point of a knife. Child alone on a tearful night. Sometimes those words they never can explain. Sunshine lost in a cloud of rain. Barefoot boy done grown and gone. Everything in life went wrong. Barefoot boy, sometimes he forgets. Buried underneath life's painful regrets. Wear the shoes. Always got them grown-up blues. Sometimes a light burn a hole through the dark. Through that hole flies a meadowlark. Through that hole flies a meadowlark.
waiting on the hands of sweet mercy. We've been waiting for a miracle to arrive. We've been waiting on the light to shine out bright in the middle of the night. We've been waiting on a miracle to arrive. Have we satisfied the hunger of the hungry? Have we bound the wounds of sick and dying? Was your tongue tied to the truth or words of lying? We've been waiting for a miracle to arrive. We've been waiting. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. We've been waiting on a miracle to arrive. Have we ventured inside the darkened prisons? Seen the souls bound down there in nightmare visions? And on the dark horse of war, they seize the land and kill the poor. We've been awaiting on a miracle to arrive. We've been awaiting. We've been awaiting and waiting and waiting. We've been awaiting on a miracle to arrive. When you were cold and naked, did we clothe you? Or did we simply judge and walk away? Did we turn a deaf ear to your anger, rage, and tears? We've been waiting for a miracle to arrive. We've been waiting. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. We've been waiting for a miracle to arrive. Not to ratify the treasures of lost childhood. They are gone and you can never go back home. Give yourself to the sick and the poor and the lepers rapping at your door. We've been waiting on a miracle to arrive. We've been waiting. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. We've been waiting on a miracle to arrive. And in the darkness of our hearts, we're praying for that tiny spark. We've been waiting on a miracle to arrive. Yes, we've been waiting on a miracle to arrive. Singing a sad country song, it sounded like something of yours, with a conscience as clear as the tear in your eye, and a heart beating golden and pure. And I felt all the feelings we sat down in song, torn from the body and the soul, and the fortunes that faded like stars in the daylight, and the teardrops we turned into gold. Every hard rockin' wreck on the highway, every heartbroken rule of the road, every true thing we wrote on the wind is still singing. Love is the last thing to go. Love is the reason we happen at all, and it made for the damage we'd done. And it bought us the freedom to fall into grace on our way to our place in the sun. Every heart rocking wreck on the highway, every heartbroken rule of the road, every true thing we wrote on the wind is still singing. Love is the last thing to go. Every heart rocking wreck on the highway, every heartbroken rule of the road, every true thing we wrote on the wind is still singing. Love is the last thing to go. Love is the last thing to go.
All right.
What? All my tracks are covered by new fallen snow. There's no trace of where I've been. I've turned my back on the snow and cold, and I won't be back again, my friend.
Lord, I
never shall return here again.
I've trapped and traveled all over this ground. Got the gold from your mountain, cut your tall trees down. Rode a million miles on that asphalt dream. Heard the hum of the wheel, heard that freight train whistle scream. Now the skies turn gray like the strands of my hair. My eyes grown pale and dim. Raise your glasses high with a prayer on your lips. And I won't be back again, my friend. Lord, I never shall return here again. All my tracks are covered by new fallen snow. There's no trace of where I've been. I've turned my back on the snow and cold, and I won't be back again, my friend. Lord, I
never shall return here again.
Take the bridle off my mare. Turn her loose way out in green pastures,
where the grass grows tall and fair. Where the grass grows tall and fair. All my tracks are covered by new fallen snow. There's no trace of where I've been. I've turned my back on the snow and cold, and I won't be back again, my friend. Never shall return here again.
All right, that was the Undertaken Daddies. Really fun. It's really fun that other folks are singing buddy songs out there. And the Undertaken Daddies did that on their post-Atomic Hillbilly album. I think that was almost 10 years ago, but I'm not quite sure about that. Do you know, Grace?
Where'd that last decade go?
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't, I didn't see it. It was right by me. Hey, we've got another friend on the air. Are you ready to, for a voice, a blast from the past, Juno? You ready?
Or the present.
Or the present. The almost coming back to Juno voice. Hey, are you there, Jane?
I am here.
Hi, Jane. This is Jane Rudenberg online, everybody. Good friend of Buddy's and an old-time Junoite who left for a while and I hear is moving back. Is that right?
That's the truth. I am.
Great. Hey, how's weather in Vermont?
Well, we don't have any snow. You guys are hogging all of it.
I thought you were going to say we don't have any weather.
Yeah, we don't have any weather.
No, we do have weather.
Oh, so, hey, Jane, how long have you known Buddy?
I've known Buddy since, when I first moved there in 1989, I was in a rental house, and he was painting my house. And I wondered who that guy was, just, wandering around, painting the house. But I didn't get to talk to him then, but shortly thereafter I was dating someone that he apparently thought was an unsavory character. Yeah. He approached me in Heritage Coffee and he said, "You seem like a nice girl and that guy's not good enough for you."
Oh.
I thought, now who is this guy? But he was right. I was listening to Buddy.
It turned out to be a good friend, huh?
Buddy the prognosticator.
Buddy, you know, Buddy's got lots of wisdom. You just have to listen to it.
You have to listen to it. That's what we're trying to do this afternoon, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you recorded a couple of his songs, too.
Did I?
Yeah. Well, I believe you did. I thought I was trying to find some on. I have a couple of your. You know what? We keep everything in Juneau. Whether we should or not, we keep everything in Juneau. There's just nowhere else to put it. And I found a couple of your albums, and I thought there was something on there that you sang of his. Maybe it was from that live concert you did. That's what Tony and I were talking about. That
I always worshipped Buddy so much that I was afraid to sing his songs.
Oh, that's great. Hey, do you have a favorite song you'd like to hear today?
Oh, gosh. Well, it was actually another reminiscence I had was that Buddy used to always sing Wild Thing to me and Betty. So, because we're not very wild. It just cracked me up. So I've been kind of singing Wild. If I could, I'd sing Wild Thing to Buddy right now.
Well, go ahead. Try it. He's out there listening.
I know. And Buddy, I love you. And I'm so glad that everybody's here, you know, telling tales about you. And all richly deserved, I know. So, you know, I really like Coyote and the Roadrunner. I don't know if you've already played that or if you're planning on playing that one.
Nope, I don't have that one up yet, but we'll find it and get it up there.
Find it for me. And actually, I love anything Buddy has written. I've been listening. I have all of his full anthology on my iPod, and I've been just running it constantly in my car for the last week or so. So fun.
Never too much of our Buddy, huh?
Nope. I do miss, though, like when we used to have the house at Windy Ridge. And, you know, there was always a cast of characters up there, and I just loved how we used to sit around and play. And I remember Buddy making up a great song about our doorbell once, too, and I can't, for the life of me, remembering it, except that I loved it, and it was about the doorbell.
You can write a song about anything, I think, right? Buddy could. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I'm so glad you did this, and I just wanted to, you know, get in on the show and say hi to everybody and send love to Buddy and, you know, have some laughs.
Well, I'm sure he appreciates that. We all appreciate it, too. And we're going to pull up your song and play. Whoops, we were going to pull up your song, but it looks like the CD is missing. So
it's
I'm
right
gonna,
there.
Oh, I had it in there. Huh.
There's so much
going on in the station. It's a party down here, and I'm losing my place. But we miss you being here, and we're looking forward to you coming back to town and sharing more music and more fun times with us, Jane.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. You gave me a little heads up so I could be sure to be ready to call you, and I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. So we're going to play Coyote and Roadrunner for you.
Thank you. Love all you guys, and love you, Buddy.
All right. Bye, Jane.
Love you too, Jane.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I drove that Cadillac right in to the red orange sunset as the night began to drain the sky of color. And that white line disappears underneath my tires and wheels. Is there anybody out there that feels the way I feel? The coyote sings his song for me. He knows just what to do. And now I know I'm not the only one who sang the blues. And it seems I got some company, and not a minute too soon. So maybe I will join you and howl all night at the moon. The oncoming cars hit my high beam lights as they punched holes in the desert night. So I decided to turn my radio on. The man sang me the late night news, said Cain and Abel done paid the dues. Now all of us are driving down that road of fear, searching out a place of refuge. Oh, what can you do? Except say a little prayer tonight and howl all night at the moon.
Coyote sings his song for me. He knows just what to do. And now I know I'm not the only one who sang the blues. And it seems I got some company, and not a minute too soon. So maybe I will join you and howl all night at the moon. Coyote's song still razor sharp as it cut through the cactus air. Nylon strings on a Spanish guitar and the girl still dancing there. Pretty senorita in a lowrider car, hydraulic shocks, so there you are. A beautiful face and long black hair and the girl still dancing there. I said dance on my desert rose. The dawn comes slipping on its tiptoes. With the dance, the dawn it brings, the soft yellow morning light. The coyote sings his song for me. He knows just what to do. And now I know I'm not the only one who sang the blues. And it seems I got some company, not a minute too soon. So maybe I will join you and howl all night at the moon. Yes, maybe I will join you and howl all night at the moon. We could beat down the stars with a couple of rusty spoons. But right now I gotta drive this car towards the break of day. Find an all-night coffee shop and drink my sleep away.
All right, I'm happy to say there's lots of calls coming in today and lots of messages coming through. This is the day to send your love out to Buddy Tabor. Hey, Buddy, we know you're home listening, and man, there's sure a lot of people that love you. if you would like to call in and speak your words to Buddy on the air, you can give us a call at 463-6430. Or if you, like the beautiful Patrice Helmar, would like to send us a poem or a thought, you can do it by emailing BT, as in Buddy Tabor, tribute at gmail.com. That's what Patrice did. And Buddy, here goes. Patrice, I love you. Hope I can do your poem justice. Dear Buddy, thank you for the songs that you sing. Thank you for the song you sang. The song you sang for me like a prayer about a garden, living above the same tired circle, doing something more with this heart of mine. Whatever it was up there, above the earth and sky, listened. I'm in my house on the hills of home. Thank you for the songs you sang in my kitchen. Sitting in a chair, back straight, your work-worn hands dance the frets. Even in this tiny kitchen, you want your voice to ring true and strong. Someone other than you and I is listening in while we drink coffee and trade songs. Your songs for cowboys in wheelchairs, raven-haired women in dresses, barefoot boys, poets, thieves, and liars. Your song, your fire of love, will live on longer than any of us. That's a little love out to Buddy from Patrice Helmar.
She walked in beauty in the footsteps that God himself had laid. And when the wind blows, where does it come from? And like a solo man, where does it go? She always said love walked on hallowed ground. She was just here, now she can't be found. shirt and turquoise on deep dark velveteen. Life is real, but life is a dream. When she walked in beauty in the footsteps that God himself had laid. And when the wind blows, where does it come from? And like a soul of man, where does it go? Gone, you cannot follow through the sage and pinyon trees, past the stones of Red Rock Canyon, up to a place where she's always free. When she walked in beauty in the footsteps that God himself had laid. And when the wind blows, where does it come from? And soul of man, where does it go? When she sang in her own way, and God would smile and touch her heart. Now they must endure the separation. Someday soon they will not be apart. When she walked in beauty in the footsteps of God himself had laid. And when the wind blows, where does it come from? And like a soul of man, where does it go?
Well, those were our friends, the Glacial Erratics, you know, swapping songs with Buddy, swapping some of Buddy's songs. And that was She Walked in Beauty, of course, and that's a great album. And, you know, the Glacial Erratics are making a very rare appearance, a reunion tonight at Resurrection Lutheran Church at 7 p.m., and you should get down there and just listen to the music and soak yourself up in it, and it's all for Buddy. The concert this evening, as well as the music today. Hey, we've had a bunch of folks send in remembrances and things they'd like to send out to Buddy. So, Buddy, I'm going to read a couple of them for you, and then we're going to swap some more songs, something really special coming up. So hang on there. This is from Jennifer Moss, Buddy, and she says, I won't be able to call in during the show, but I wanted to send a note of thanks to Buddy. I first met Buddy when I worked at the Orpheum Theater in 1985 when I was 17. I've not seen him in many years, but Buddy's soulful music and presence forever livened and brightened up downtown, and he was always a steady, warm, good person and a very creative guy. Your Buddy, beautiful Buddy Tabor. Thank you. Libby Stringer sent in a note this morning too, Buddy. I've always felt lucky to share the stage with Buddy. It's so apparent how much effort he puts into his songs from conception to delivery, and to be part of that process and see it up close is a blast. He cares so much about his audience and about each note played and each word sung. He is a blessing in my life and in many others. So that's from Libby Stringer. We'll share some more notes. Folks have been sending them in by, I don't know, the bookload. I don't know what the verb or the proper noun would be for that, but we'll read some more in just a little bit. Meanwhile, Irene Mueller, one of our guests here in the studio today, has a song she wants to send out to Buddy today. So this is Irene.
Hey, Buddy. So this song is, I mean, what song is ever truly done, but I think that it says what I wanted to say already, and I wanted you to hear it, so we're going to try and work this thing out. Oh, once I was a sailor, and once you were the sea. First time that I felt you calling, I went weak in knees. Now I stand on solid ground and can't regret the love I found.
But once you were a sailor just like me, and beauty's in the flying feet of dancers, and laughter after children's questions you can't always answer. Time will swallow all we know. Still sailors love the sea, and loving you is all there is for me. I first heard the truth, its echo deep beneath your waves, and I first saw this heart I carry in your worried face. For your body peace I pray, when you reach the break of day, the truth we have we are to give away. And beauty's in the flying feet of dancers, and laughter after children's questions we're not sure how to answer. Time will take us all home, just like sailors to the sea. But loving you is all there is for me. So roll on, let the howl and trade winds blow. Don't hold on, we're only meant to ebb and flow. And I'll sail by on calm or stormy seas, with your blues and ballads sailing under me. And beauty's in the tired feet of dancers, and in the kinds of questions we would give our lives to answer. Time will slowly roll us all back to the deep blue sea. But even then, I hope that you will see that loving you is all there is for me. Yeah, loving you is all there is for me.
Wow. Thank you, Irene. That was... beyond lovely. Thank you so much. Man, you know, I was sitting here jotting some notes as I'm listening to that and realizing that Buddy raised up music so much in this town. And I mean that in, you know, so many different levels. He raised the standard and the quality of what music is in this town and brought a lot of people along with him on that, from audiences to younger people who are now carrying on the legacy of really fine songwriting and singing. And Irene, thank you. And I'm sure Buddy feels the same out there.
I'm glad I got to play it. Thank you.
Yeah. I hope you'll play it again for us sometime.
I'm sure I will.
Thank
it's
you.
Many incarnations to come.
that's the way of music. That's the way of folk music, isn't it?
Yeah. Fair warning.
Yeah, fair warning. Wow. Well, some other folks have sent in well wishes, too. And I wish they all could be here and be singing, because I know there's nothing like a room full of voices raised together to bring power and love to everybody around them. But Katie Henry sent in a note. Here's a thought for Buddy today. Hey, Buddy, I'm listening and loving you online from Davis, California. It's hard to know what to say on the radio, but I always laugh to myself to think of the random moments that you call me when you're on the road. We could talk about songwriting for hours. I have a picture of you from behind, sitting in a green rocking chair on my front sidewalk, that time you came down and we played in Folsom Prism together. You were at my house that time, hunched over, talking on your cell phone to someone else farther down the line, probably about songwriting or about some show you were at that was really amazing, or going over the details about why some show really sucked. There's always a place at my kitchen table for you, my friend. I'm always sending you good juice. You make my world a rich and real and more beautiful place. Katie Henry.
Yay.
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 Yeah.
Katie.
All right, Gracie, did you want to say something? It looked like you were about to say something there.
No, I'm still weeping over here in the corner.
I know.
Isn't that nice, buddy? You get to listen at home, and we're in the studio, so y'all can't see who's crying. See what you started?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's pretty amazing. Hey, I've got another one here. Gordon Sandy says, I've always enjoyed the times I've seen you perform at the Folk Festival and other venues. Your accomplished musicianship and thought-provoking songwriting have never failed to entertain and impress. Thanks so much. And that's from Gordon Sandy, buddy. So lots of friends out there. How about some more music, you guys? This is, I think, sort of a love song today. That we're playing for Buddy in all its incarnations. And we'd like you to call in at 463-6430 if you would like to share your love song or share any thoughts for Buddy or make a request. 463-6430. Meanwhile, another friend of Buddy's, Colette Costa, recorded this song. Here's a Valentine, Buddy.
Was a little boy in the ranch lands of San Angelo. He'd sneak up in his room when his parents were asleep and listen to the radio. 50,000 watts of power coming at you all the way from New Orleans. In the days before rock and roll, when they played the blues low down and mean, he could hear those black girls singing underneath his covers at night. It opened up his eyes ever so wide to a brand new kind of light. Yeah, Patrick comes from Texas. He plays the blues on a Spanish guitar. He told me he once saw Mance Linscombe in an Austin City bar. And how the legendary blues man could tear it up and rip holes in the night. Cause when Mance came to town to play the blues, they'd always dim the lights. They'd sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la, in the middle of the night. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, when the lights are low.
in the middle of the night. There's nowhere to go in the middle of the night. There's nothing to do in the middle of the night. Feel the power of the blues. Motorcycle with a suicide clutch and a tank shift on the side. And sometimes they get on a great big Harley and go for a ride. Way out there where that divine wind always blows across the road. And it was no surprise when he crossed the border and ended up in Mexico, where the people all spoke Spanish and the sound of it was sweet. So they take off his shoes and walk around barefoot in the street. Yeah, Patrick comes from Texas. He plays the blues on a Spanish guitar. He tell you no matter where you go, that's exactly where you are. He's half Jack Kerouac, half cowboy. Everything I tell you is true. He still played the blues the way they do back in 1932. Listen, sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night. When the lights are low. In the middle of the night. There's nowhere to go. In the middle of the night. When there's nothing to do. In the middle of the night. Feel the power of the blues. Texas. Hot and dry, Texas. So hot you think you're gonna die, Texas. Cornbread and beans, Texas. Come on, mama, let's do that southern scene.
Texas Blue Radio. I love that song. That song makes me think of Buddy, how Buddy would just roll up to me once in a while and say, hey, how would I come in and do your show with you, my morning blues show? And he would just roll up into the library there and pick out all these tunes that I maybe had heard and some of them I'd never heard, and come on and pot up the mic and just tell these amazing stories of the history of the blues and the connection of all these artists to each other. And what a gift, Buddy. Thank you. I never took that for granted. I'm always grateful that you showed up and honored me with your presence. Mm-hmm. And I always had a blast. And somebody said to me, well, did you record those? And I said, well, you know, no, I didn't. I was having fun. What the heck? That's just life is ephemeral. And that was the moment. And bless your heart, Buddy, for those many moments strung together. And especially appreciate in this song the example of what Buddy does for all of us, which takes Pat Henry, somebody we all know, and fleshes him out and gives this history in a way that you can only do in a song. And it makes me think of kind of a lot of what's happening in the studio this morning. We just kind of, Irene and I rolled up, and Tony, and I'm going to hand it over. You talk about your, she was having goldfish mayhem, got distracted.
Owning goldfish is much more of an adventure than I expected it to be. it's a growing experience. I'm toughening up. I was just talking earlier to Grace about how, you know, we talk about writing songs for people and about people, and there's always, you know, well, I'm inspired by this person to write. And I think that song I played earlier, for me, is the first time I feel like I wrote a song with someone, because I don't think I ever would have been able to get there if I hadn't heard so much and learned so much from watching and hearing Buddy over the years. And I remember I played Gold Street when I first got back to town this fall, and I've been away for years, and I was so excited that I got to be in on that. And Buddy was there, and he came up to me afterwards, and he told me I was turning into a real pro. And I said, you know what, that's it, I've arrived.
That's right. You have touched the hem of his robe.
I'm not going to let it go to my head, but, you know, that's something. That's something that you don't hear every day.
You were just saying to me the other day that what we can always expect from Buddy is the truth, mm-hmm. and nothing but, so there you go.
And it isn't always an easy thing to do, you know. It really isn't, and especially, you know, being younger and in college and, you know, goldfish mayhem and what have you. The truth isn't always everyone's top priority.
But. So the reason I mentioned the goldfish mayhem was kind of the evolution of how you ended up singing the song on the air today.
Yeah.
Like, so everyone was saying, oh, we're talking about this song that you'd written, and oh, Tony said, well, can you sing it? Or somebody said, well, I don't have a guitar, so.
And then off Tony went to go and get one. And, you know, yeah. It just came together Juno style. Somebody has an instrument. Someone has a song.
Yeah, and we're going to have Tony sing a song here in just a minute, a Betty song. But we've got a call on the line. Someone's been waiting for a little bit. We want to give them the chance to share their Betty memory. Well, they were on the line. So that's that. I'm sorry you had to wait there. But, you know, go ahead and give us a call at 463-6430. You might have to hold on for a little bit, but we will get you on the air. Meanwhile, Tony, what have you got for us there?
Well, since the guitar was out and being passed around, is that the call? You want to try to get that one?
Yeah. Speaking of Juno style.
Yeah, there we go.
This is Juno style. Hang on.
We're styling Juno style.
Is that it?
I'd love that you ran up the hill and got your guitar.
Buddy, this is Fire Love. Thank you for all the fire love you gave us.
Yep.
You are still giving us. Beauty rejoiced when love filled up the void of this empty room. And the sunlight filtered through the panes, the colors of the afternoon. There was roses, there was wine, there was the space, there was the time. And love dripped from the hands of your gold wristwatch. And I looked at its face, and I dreamed that time had stopped. And in the morning mist, when the rains were over and gone, our hearts beat with the melody of song. And love gave freedom to the flight of a flock of doves. And many rivers cannot quench the fire of love, fire of love. Fire of love. Many rivers cannot quench the fire of love. There was the day, there was the night. There was the girl dividing the darkness from the light. There was the touch, there was the embrace. There was the fragrance no one could erase. Come and sit with me in the shade of these lovely trees. Feel the coolness on your skin of the gentle breeze. And in the morning mist, when the rains were over and gone, our hearts beat with the melody of song. And love gave freedom to the flight of a flock of doves. And many rivers cannot quench the fire of love. The fire of love. The fire of love. Many rivers cannot quench the fire of love. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks very much. Thanks. That's great. I want to get this call on the air. Somebody's been waiting for us for a few minutes to send a message out as well. So, good. Hello. You're listening.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi. Who's this?
This is Montgomery Mahaffey. I lived in Juneau for 11 years. I've been in Portland for about 2.5 years now.
Great. Well, welcome. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad you're listening in from Portland.
Definitely. Anyway, I put something up on Facebook when I heard that Buddy was dying, and I saw him last summer when I was there around the time of his last show, and somebody suggested, Katie Bowser, that I call in and read this over the radio. So that's what I'm doing.
Great. Thank you.
So do I just start talking
now?
I don't know. Okay.
You're on air.
Okay. I first met Buddy Tabor through a friend about 10 years ago. my friend revered Buddy and his music, and we took a long road trip to Colorado from New Mexico to catch him playing at the House of Friends. They were originally from Juneau, of course. Jen's description of Buddy did not disappoint. What a vivid character he was. Everything about him was rugged, the craggy handsomeness of his face, the gravelly depth of his voice, both in song and in speech, and the intense, uncompromising passion of his truth, and the fearlessness in which he expressed it. Over the years, I'd run into Buddy, and our conversations were always memorable. One of the few people I ever met who could listen as well as he could talk, his focus as sharp as a finely honed razor, whether he was speaking or listening. I also enjoyed his shows, and it will forever be my regret that I missed his last performance in July 2011. I ran into him after that, and before he told me, I already knew he had cancer. I asked him if he was afraid, and he said, "I don't know. Right now I'm not, but it could be denial." That was the last time I saw him. Before the conversation was over, he expressed a sentiment that was unforgettable, mainly because he was known for the bleak cynicism of his opinions on the state of the world. And that sentiment was, "Life is beautiful, and yes, it is. I can't believe we're losing him." Thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. I'm sure Brady appreciates it as well. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Now you don't believe in Jesus, not a word is said. He went all the way down Lazarus' grave and raised him from the dead. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Yes, I am. Said he was a light. Yes, he is the light of this world. Now Jesus walked on the water, caused the blind to see. He went all the way up to Calvary and died for you and me. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Yes, I am. Said he was a light. Yes, he is the light of this world. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Now it's written in the Bible, a promise for you and me. Jesus came all the way into this life to give life more abundantly. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Yes, I am. Said he was a light. Yes, he is the light of this world.
tomb for 4 long days. Jesus cried, Lazarus, arise, walk out of that grave. And Lazarus came out dancing from the dark into the light, with all his grave clothes wrapped all around him, oh so tight. For death, where is thy sting? For grave, thy victory. Lazarus got up, and death them let him be, and death them set him free. Jesus said, unbind him and let him go. This is the love of God that I wanted you to know. I am the resurrection, now I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And anyone who walks with me will never know night. For death, where is thy sting? For grave, thy victory. Lazarus got up, Lazarus got up, Lazarus got up. And death done let him be. And death done set him free. And death done set him free.
All right. Well, I hope you recognize Colette Costa's voice there. And I want to say thanks to Tony as well for that song back there.
Thank
we didn't
you,
get a
Chris.
Chance
well,
to
that's
do that.
All goes to Buddy, you know, of course, that one, Fire of Love. I think of that as being such a fine oil painting, the way you write, Buddy. You know, I'm still a rank cartoonist as a songwriter, but everything you do has that richness. Thank you.
And that's exactly how I was going to say. You know, that's how I think of that fine oil painting, is a richness, a depth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what his music has. It's not superficial.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was lovely. Thank you.
Well, it was an honor. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, we have somebody on the line who wants to share a message, too. So here we go. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Welcome. My name's Chris. Who's this?
Buddy. This is Dixie Hood with a haiku for you. Songs of pain, we dance in the rain. A gift to Juno, your musical soul.
Thanks. Thank you, Dixie. Was there anything else you'd like to say?
No, just I've been here for 36 years and music in this community, and Buddy in the heart of this community is one of the things that makes it really special.
Indeed. Thank you for calling in today.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, we have some other messages as well that we'd like to share. Paul and Diane DeSlover sent a message in over our little message account today, and they said, over the many years, Buddy's music has made us laugh, cry, and think about peace and justice issues. Thank you, Buddy. Bill Merck says, best wishes, Buddy, and thank you. Your writing is an inspiration, your poetry a gift, and your storytelling an honest lesson on how to do it right. Lives well lived and the ones that matter most. I think we'd all agree with that. Gosh, that's what your songs do. And there's another one here. It's to the house painter to the stars. Hello, Buddy tribute. I know that Buddy is known for his singing and songwriting, and well, he should. He offers up the best musical stories and tuneful melodies. However, I want to add that I am proud that he painted our house on more than one occasion. I recall his advice and knowledge of the art side of house painting. The best part was standing in the driveway while Buddy and I talked politics and history. With love to Buddy from John Sivertson. Oh, there we go. All right. I think we have another message there. Grace,
he'll be calling in a minute.
Hold on. What was that?
Before we went?
Yeah. Go ahead. No, what was that?
Someone's going to call in, so we'll see his call when it comes through, I guess.
Okay, we'll get another call here. Let me give you another message, and then we'll play another song here. This is from Dave Hunt. Hey, Buddy. I'm sitting here at home listening to this tribute to you and your music and really enjoying it. I got to remembering when I first met you over 40 years ago, and you would talk about music but had no instrument. Then you had your family ship your guitar to Juno from Virginia. When it arrived, you were so excited and started in almost making music. Needless to say, it didn't resemble anything I'm enjoying today. Do you remember when your heartless roommates exiled you and your guitar to the bathroom for your practice sessions? You've really come a long distance from the Star Hill and Gold Street apartment days, my friend. You made a lasting memory of yourself for all of us, and not only through the music, bud. Your old friend, Dave. That's from Dave Hunt. We have another call here on the line. Let's listen up. Hi there. Can you hear me? Oh, I think we've lost you. All right. Try calling us again. You can give us a call today at 463-6430. If you want to make a phone call, leave a message for Buddy or request a song. And we'll just look for some more of those. So let's play another song. This is one from, I think, the old days. Let's do this. Here, the call came back. Hi there. This is Chris. You're on the air.
Hi, am I talking to you?
You are talking to me and everybody else.
I sat here and didn't even say a word when you said, I didn't know you were talking to me. Anyway, hey, my name is Jeff King. Known Buddy for years. Played music with him for years, but here's my story. I got here, I moved here in 1992 because a friend of mine down in Seattle, where I lived at the time, was nice enough to spring for my poor butt to come up here to a folk festival. And that was 1989. And by 1992, I had moved here in February. And I just had me and my little Jeep. And I remember I was one of the first people I met. Well, this is one of the, here's a story. I was trying to find a, you know, I was scrambling around. I didn't know anybody. I just moved up here because of that, you know, and I just, reality sunk in when I got off the ferry. Oh, boy. Anyway, so I'm down by the Foodland area there, you know, and I parked my car there by this ladder and scaffolding there. And there's people, and I was like, I went into Foodland. I got a burrito, and I came back out, and I was eating into my car, and I had my window rolled down, and then I hear this gruffy voice. It was like, you got a really nice Jeep, but you need to move it. You're in my way. I'm painting a building. By the way, I'm Buddy. Who are you? Well, goddamn. Okay, I'm Jeff. You know, so he goes, all right. Well, you know, and then we got to talking, and you know, I found out he played music. And I said, oh, cool. That's why I moved up here, dude. Like, and so we kind of like, I've, ever since, yeah, I've been kind of tight, but, you know, he's a special person, and he's like, I think he's touched just about every person's life that has anything to do with the music scene here in Juneau. I mean, as bar none, you know. Yes. So it's really cool. But hey, buddy, if you're out there, you know, come over and play a tune on a banjo with you here sometime. You take care.
Thanks for calling in today. Appreciate that.
Oh, you bet.
All right.
Thank you guys for doing this.
You are more than welcome. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Cannery lights were burning bright into the August night. Crews were working overtime until the morning light. Clinking women in the egg house packing up the salmon roe to sell the Japanese in the stores of Tokyo. But I can still remember working on the canning machine long before the days of brutal wealth when the salmon was still king. The Seattle Filipino crew working on the cannery floor, anticipating cans of salmon by the retort's cast iron door. And through this late night madness, you might wonder how it would be aboard a limit saner, cast your nets into the sea. But I can still remember working on the canning machine long before the days of crudo wealth when the salmon was still king. Slimers and the butchers cut fish with sharpened knives as blood and scales went down the drain with the best part of our lives. And the bunkhouse standing empty, the men have all gone home, and on the beach bald eagles eat dead salmon to the bone. But I can still remember working on the canning machine long before the days of crudo wealth when the salmon was still king. Long before the days of brutal wealth when the salmon was still king.
All right. That was Cannery Lights. That's an old days song. I bet a few people in this room have worked the slime line. Is that not the case here? Oops, let me pull that one down. We'll get some more music here in just a minute.
I'm happy to say that I was an interception on the ocean fishery myself. I was gutting humpies, but I was not on the slime line. That was back in the day.
Okay, Gracie, I have to tell you, that is just such an Alaskan phrase that no one else would hear, gutting humpies.
Well, and nobody has to do it anymore. You know?
It's just like, know what the slime line is.
It's like the saners. You just sell them in the round. But, yeah, back in the day, we had to clean them.
Yeah.
Trillers. Yeah. I was hand crank until I was about 6 months pregnant with Sarah. I thought this kid is either going to love the water or really hate it.
Wow, you're making me look at my restaurant job. I definitely.
Yeah, some jobs look a whole lot better after you've done work like that, don't they?
Yeah, no, that's what I said to my kids at one point when they were teenagers. You know how obnoxious they are. I was like, look, man, I was hand crank until I was 6 months pregnant. I have nothing to prove to anybody anymore in this life.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Get out of jail free. So that's my answer to your slime line question.
Hey, well, I want to let folks know that we've got about a half an hour or so to go, and if you haven't called in yet or sent in a message and you'd like to do that, this would be the time. 463-6430 is the number if you want to call in. You'll call in, we'll have you wait for a little bit, and we'll get you on air. So just trust that you haven't gone to the great cyberspace somewhere in the sky. You will be on air. And we want to read out a few more messages from folks as well. Let me do that right now, and then we'll get on to a little bit more music. This one is from J.W. Simpson. I thought I read this one already, but maybe he sent a new one in. You know what? I did read that one. So there we go. Miguel Rohrbacher has written in. Yeah. Hey, Grace, I can't call, but I'm listening from Kentucky.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Miguelito.
It's been really sunny here lately, but today it's raining, which somehow seems right. Maybe a little Juno solidarity. Sorry, Miguel. It's sunny here.
We got your weather.
We're stealing everyone's weather.
We are. When I graduated high school, Buddy gave me a copy of his anthology. And at the time, I appreciated it, but didn't give it too much thought, listening here and there. Now I've been listening a lot lately, and it really has been one of the best gifts I've ever received. Buddy's always been so much of a moral and spiritual influence as he's been a musical influence. I remember the last time I saw him, he showed me his voodoo doll of George W. Bush, and he told me he wrote a song about it. I assumed it was an angry, cynical song, but when I listened for the first time just recently, I realized the song is all about love and forgiveness. And that's what I get from his songs that I don't hear anywhere else. In a lot of ways, Buddy, you're a prophet who says things people don't want to hear, but is always in a spirit of love and forgiveness. I will never forget Buddy playing A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall at Daniel Melville's funeral. And that really meant a lot for me, and I'm sure for a lot of people. My love goes out to you, Buddy, and all the folks around you right now. Miguel Rohrbacher. And I'd appreciate it if you guys would play Voodoo Doll. We'll see what we can do for you, Miguel. Thank you so much. All right. Anybody else have a little message there? I'm going to pull up some music while you do a little chit-chat.
All right. We're on the chit-chat thing.
All right. Well, I think what she's pulling up here is If Not the Dress, Voodoo Doll.
No, Peace Was Just a Dream I Had. We're going to do that one next.
All right.
And then we'll get those. All right. Here we go.
All right, well, I'm getting my bid in early then.
All right.
You are.
Yeah.
We're telegraphing what we're going to do. Just a moment.
Far away in a distant city, this canyon starts to call to your long forgotten childhood in the shadows of sandstone walls. Your mother still wore velveteen and her hair was long and black, and you start to think about her and the tears you're holding back. You're holding back. Now these ancient ones have left their marks on desert burnished walls, and you stare up at the rim tops. They're 1,000 feet tall.
That old red-tailed hawk, she spreads her wings in thermal heat-up drops. And everything that's down here, you know, is bound to last. Down here, a drink of water is just another way to pray. This land is always thirsty. It's always been that way, been that way. Now when you're dreaming of your mother, you can see her shear her sheep. She spins wool into yarn for a rug you'd always keep. Through the sagebrush and the yucca and the thorns of prickly pear, you've been searching for a better way. Now you covet all their prayers. All their prayers turn to raindrops and red dust. And that cold city of steel, it starts to rust. And the voices telling you, come home to us. Come home to us. They say this canyon's full of voices. Sometimes you hear them sing. At night when birds are silent, it's then they spread their wings. And once you thought you heard them, the ones gone on before. And standing there in reverence on that moonlit canyon floor. Down here, a drink of water is just another way to pray. This land is always thirsty. It's always been that way, been that way.
The fields are fallow, there's no fruit upon the vine. But with your heart turned up toward heaven, these things may change in time. These things may change in time. Oh, peace was just a dream I had, is a feather I have found, lying there so helplessly on a cold and barren ground. On a cold and barren ground. If peace were just a small white bird and mercy was her name, I'd pray to God she'd fly to me and ease my
aching pain. It's better to light one candle than to curse the dark at night. But when you light that candle, Lord, pray for the morning light. I said, pray for the morning light. Oh, peace was just a dream I had. Here's the feather I have found. Lying there so helplessly on a cold and barren ground. On a cold and barren ground.
All right. Well, that was Peace Was Just a Dream I Had, and Tony wanted that one up, so we brought that one up for Tony. Hey, we've got somebody on the line. Let's listen in here, and we have another message for Buddy. Hi, are you there?
Hi, I am. This is Tony Birdseye.
Hi there.
Hi. I just wanted to send out to Buddy, I'm so thrilled that so many people have called in, have been praising his musicianship, his songwriting abilities. But I just want to thank him for being a friend. I recently spent a year going through chemo, and he called me every week from wherever part of the country that he was just to see how I was doing. And when he asked if there was anything he could do, I said, well, how about writing me a spiritually uplifting song? To which he sort of went, well, that's sort of not my thing. But a week later in the mail, I got this most beautiful letter that described waking up in the Southwest desert one morning and just appreciating the beauty around it. The words of it will remain between he and I, but I read it every day before I went into chemo, and I just wanted to let him know that the circle of beauty he talked about starts and ends with him. Thank you, Buddy, for your friendship.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. We all need friends like that in the world.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Thank you.
We've all got one good buddy out there.
We all need a good buddy. Thanks for calling in.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, Irene has a song that she would like us to play next. But before we do that, I want to read one more message that we've gotten in. And remember, you can send us a message at BTTribute, Buddy Tabor Tribute, at gmail.com, or give us a call at 463-6430, 463-6430, and we'll have you on hold for a little bit, but we will get you on air. We'd love to hear from you, Buddy. We'd love to hear from you, too. Here's a message from Barbara Pavitt. Dear Buddy, so many memories, folk festival performances, listening to you and Uncle Bob and others rehearsing your gospel tones set, jamming in our living room. Buddy, you will always be my favorite poet. Your song lyrics are always so pure and honest and so listenable. And you did a great job of painting our house several times, too. I remember one song the gospel tones sang was, "Give me the roses while I live." Thanks to Chris for allowing Juno to give you some well-deserved roses today. Buddy, I love you. All right. We have one more call online, so let's pull that up. Well, we had another call online. Looks like they've left us. Call us back at 463-6430 if you would like to leave a message. All right. Irene. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, in case that person needs a second to call back, I wanted to say Barbara Pavitt made me think of what Jane said earlier about Buddy writing a song about the doorbell, and it made me think of Uncle Bob Pavitt, yeah. Who's... Buddy and Uncle Bob could write a song about anything, and I remember him, Uncle Bob, one year at the Folk Fest saying that his kids challenged him, you can write a song about anything? And he said, yeah. And he picked up the salad dressing bottle or something and said, okay, write a song about methyl ethyl paraben. and he proceeded to sing it. So just thought I'd send that out there.
That's fun. All right. Hey, Irene, what have you got for us here?
Well, this song coming up is my favorite Buddy song, at least in this moment. It's so hard to just pick one. But I'm reaching an age where I have a lot of friends who are actually getting engaged. And it's been interesting, and it's wonderful to see people, you know, so happy. But so I always joke with my friends about planning my wedding too, just, you know, so we have something to talk about once they've caught the bug. And the only detail I've got worked out is that this is the first song I want to dance to.
All right,
here we go. Betty Tabor.
It's not the dress that you wore, it's the way you wore that dress and more. It's watch you high step on that hardwood floor. Stained glass shattered in midair, falling colors everywhere. Anytime I close my eyes, I see you dance. On the wall of some museum, Van Gogh's sunflower light does dim when compared to your face when you sing that country song. And every time you appear, all those dark clouds disappear. It's the way you wore that dress and a whole lot more. Won't you sing that song again? This time love is gonna win. Let your long hair down, dark and flowing free. Won't you give yourself to me? Put your sweet lips close to mine. Ah, let me taste love's sweet, sweet sparkling wine. Hold me, darling, hold me tight. Guide me through my darkest night. Ah, your love, your grace is my guiding light. You're my angel from on high, walking here right by my side. Ah, it's the way you wore that dress and a whole lot more. Ah, it's the way you wore that dress and a whole lot more.
Well, that was a great choice, Irene. Thank you. That's the first song you're going to dance to at your wedding, huh?
Well, yeah, assuming I ever find someone crazy enough to get hitched.
You got time.
Well, Tony, you just mentioned something about Betty's songwriting.
With that, not only being a great song author, but I remember not long ago talking with Albert on the phone about how you are not only a great song author, but you sing with authority, beautiful authority and strength.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Love your voice, too.
It's like taking possession of a song.
Yeah.
It makes you believe him.
Yeah.
And we do.
I do. Every word.
I think, you know, Irene and I had this conversation about Buddy speaking the truth and that you can always trust him for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that authority comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of this morning when I did that little bit of an introduction, is that the honesty is, you know, there's a core to his writing. Everything is stripped away, and it's the essence of an emotion, of a moment, of a person that comes through the song. And that's what's always called to me in Betty's song. Like I said, I don't know Buddy. I've met him a few times, but he wouldn't know me from, you know, a hole in the wall. But the music really does speak to me, and I know it does for a lot of people that you've never met Buddy, and I really appreciate that, and I'm thankful for your gift. I want to read a message to you that Tim Spangler sent you. I've known Buddy since the heady New Orpheum days in the mid-1980s, and in one way or another, he has enriched my life since. Of course, we all know that he is a poet of the highest quality, and his lyrics and music have resonated with me deeply and on many levels. While I enjoy all of Buddy's work, his Meadowlark remains among the finest, most moving CDs I have ever heard by any artist. And when I was able to catch him live at some Juno coffee shop or church, I had the visceral sense that the spirit was most definitely in the house. Thank you, Buddy, for the gifts of poetry and music that you gave me and so many others over the years. Music aside, I always enjoyed meeting up and chatting with Buddy around Juno. Perhaps I would run into him as he was leaving the haven of Jim and Martha Stay, or maybe as he was painting one of Juno's ubiquitous old houses. Often our chats would be brief, but on occasion he would spend time discussing faith and doubt, theology, fear and love. I don't ever recall discussing the weather with Buddy or the latest or the latest TV show or where we would be holidaying that year. Buddy was nearly always serious, but with a twinkle in his eyes. For me, he exudes realness. Thank you, Buddy, for your humanity. A line from perhaps my favorite Buddy song asks, "Where the wind blows, where does it come from? Like the soul of man, where does it go?" Buddy may find the answer to this eternal query sooner than some of us. When he pierces the veil and all his questions are either answered or forgotten, perhaps the words he will utter will be as C.S. Lewis suggested. Of course. Thank you, Buddy, for never giving up on the search.
Cotton fields and the hot Delta sun. Arkansas's child sang the song when the work was done. You sang your way to Memphis, got a monkey on your back. You stood up for the common man, that's why you're wearing black. For the men that got locked up down in some jail, got no chance, got no lawyer, got no one to go their bail. For the ones that shovel dirt and got no land, for the families that labor with blistered, calloused hands, tough as nails, you weathered all those storms, tough as nails. Like a leather boot you'd worn, tough as nails. You had to bear your cross. You learned life's lessons well, but you certainly paid the cost. Out on the road you did all those one-night stands. With a pocket full of Benzedrine, you got wired up for the fans. They played you on the radio, number one, but all your demons chased you down every road you'd run. Hop the trains, ride the rails across the land, sing the songs, tell the stories of the working man, about the Indians and cowboys with their backs against the wall, and the legends of gunslingers who became the great outlaws. Tough as nails, you weathered all those storms. Tough as nails, like a leather boot you'd worn. Tough as nails, you had to bear your cross. You learned life's lessons well, but you certainly paid the cost. Now you've walked the line one last time. Every song you wrote, to every verse and rhyme, still you offered hope and don't give up, and just keep moving on through the darkness till the midnight turns to a brighter dawn. Tough as nails, you weathered all the storms. Tough as nails, like the leather boots you'd worn. Tough as nails, you had to bear. You learned life's lessons well, but you certainly paid the cost. Tough as nails, tough as nails.
it's the fiery wreckage of love's sweet tears in a field where the flowers fade and our years disappear. When you're sad and when you're lonely and you haven't got a friend, just remember death is not the end. When all that you hold sacred falls down and does not mend, just remember death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end. Just remember death is not the end. When the storm clouds gather round you and heavy rains descend, just remember that death is not the end. And there's no one there to comfort you with a helping hand to lend, just remember that death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Oh, the tree of life is growing where the spirit never dies, and the bright light of salvation shines in dark and dreary skies. When you're standing on the crossroads that you cannot comprehend, just remember death is not the end. And all your dreams have vanished, you don't know what's up around the bend, just remember that death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
Well, we're wrapping up our special Mudlark Sampler this afternoon, our celebration of Buddy Tabor, all things great and wonderful and celebratory and wonderful music. And we so appreciate everybody who's called in today, sent a message in, somehow, you know, telegraphed their energy to us so we could share it all with you over the air today. I have another message, one last message I want to share with you, and then we're, I think we have a few more things to say and a little bit more music. Dear Buddy, I'm listening to the tribute to you on KRNN. I want to thank you for our friendship, which has grown ever since we met 31 years ago. This is from Brian Wallace. Thank you for the endless hours of conversation and your wise counsel at the New Orpheum Theater and Cafe back in the 1980s. Thank you for telling your storytelling songs. My all-time favorite song is your song Coyote and the Roadrunner. I listen to it on all of my world travels. I've played it for myself on a lonely train trip from Paris to Berlin. I've listened to it while flying from Seattle to New York City. As I look down at all the highways and mountaintops, I could see in my mind's eye the pretty señorita in a lowrider car that you sing about. The song starts out, I drove that Cadillac right into the red-orange sunset as the night began to drain the sky of color. And it ends so profoundly with this line. But right now, I've got to drive this car toward the break of day, find an all-night coffee shop, and drink my sleep away. I can see you now hopping into a bright, shiny Cadillac that will race way ahead of all of us on the open road. We all love you, and we will always think of you. Some happy day, we will all catch up to you and your Cadillac. Love you, brother, and see you again someday. Brian Wallace.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yay.
I just want to say thanks again to everybody who's here, Irene Muller and Tony Tangs, Chris Trostel. What a great host you are. And you guys can't see or hear, but Andy Klein's been running around behind the scenes here helping us get the phone calls through, so thanks for that. I just want to say one last thing to Buddy. This Tony reminded me of the story I always tell. I've always been a John Prine fan my entire life. And just a few minutes ago, I was thinking, God, yeah, Buddy and John Prine, yeah. But recently, I don't know how many, probably 5 or 10 years ago now, but in fairly recent years, John Prine came to Juneau, and it was just the most amazing concert, something I was looking forward to, couldn't even believe he was coming. But when I described that concert, which was just like a giant love fest, 900 people in love with John Prine, sending it to the stage and him reflecting it back, much like you do, Buddy. But when I talk to people about that concert, I say, what is better than being in your own hometown at the Juneau Douglas High School listening to John Prine? It's sitting next to Buddy Tabor listening to John Prine. And I remember at one point in the concert, John Prine was pausing and he went back to switch guitars. And Buddy just kind of leaned back. And, you know, his voice is so powerful. He didn't mean to, I don't think he was trying to project. He just kind of sighed out this phrase. He said, "We love you, John." And it carried up to the stage because we were right down front. And John Prine turns around with this twinkle in his eye and looks right over by us. And he says, "I'm getting kind of fond of you myself."
That's great. Well, I want to thank you for being here today, Grace. You, Irene, for singing and sharing with us. And Tony, too. Thank you. And
it's been a pleasure.
It's been a real pleasure for me.
Thank you.
I feel like I've kind of opened my living room doors to people I know sort of well and others I don't know at all. And I feel like we've created a really special place today. And I appreciate all of you putting the energy out there for your good friend and for our mutual love of the music this man has made for all of us. Thank you for today.
Oh, speaking of him, let's remind people about the Glacial Erratics tonight.
Thank you very much. Yep. Oh, and we have another call here. Let's take the call, and then we'll do that. Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Mark, and I bought a house from a fisherman from Pelican a long time ago named Flash.
$5,000
for the house. And when we were cleaning up, we found a cassette tape. Of Buddy Tabor's. I think it was, I don't know if Stuart actually paid for it or not, but and it was the first time I'd ever had a cassette or a CD or anything of Buddy's, and I've listened to that, and I figure paying $325,000 for that cassette was worth the house.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
That's great.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks, Buddy. He played at the theater downtown here a while back, I don't know, about 8 months ago, and I told him this here in front of the federal building here about a month ago, and it was the proudest moment I'd had in that theater. Mm-hmm. So anyway, thanks for playing the gig there.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, you bet. We'll see you guys.
All right, bye-bye. And you know, we had a couple last-minute messages come in as well, and I want to share those as well. Buddy, the most precious part of our friendship has what would be a negative connection with other people. We've argued and disagreed about so many things over the years, almost as often as we've agreed about things. But to be able to talk respectfully and listen in disagreement is an art, my friend, and you brought the same craft and concern to that as your poetry, and I thank you for that. I've never been patient enough to be good at it, but I did get better, huh? It's a rare and rich gift, and thank you for sharing it with me. That's from Terry, Buddy, for you. And one more from John Hartle. I just want to say thank you to my buddy, Buddy. I learned so much from you over the years. I was so honored to be a small part of your music. Thank you. And gosh, thanks to everybody today. Andy, I really appreciate your help today here at the board and all the wonderful live music and talk from people. This would not have been nearly the kind of show it could have been without all of you here. Thank you.
Yay.
We're going to play another song for you, but we want to remind you that tonight at 7 o'clock, if you go down to Resurrection Lutheran Church right down by the bridge, you'll get to hear a reunion concert of the Glacial Erratics, and that is also a fundraising concert to help out Buddy's family. And I'd like to make sure that you know about that. 7 o'clock at Resurrection Lutheran Church down there by the bridge. So I'm going to play one more song for you, and then our good friend Katie B. interviewed Buddy about 6 weeks or so ago, maybe almost 2 months now, and we're going to end the show this afternoon with Katie B's interview with Buddy, and from that we'll join A Thistle and Shamrock in Progress. You are listening to KRNN 102.7 Music and Arts for the Capital City, and my name is Chris Trostel. It's been my pleasure to bring you a tribute to Buddy Tabor today with all of his fine friends. Thank you very much, and a personal thank you to Buddy for the music and what it's meant to me in my life, and it will remain that way. Thank you.
Been awaiting on the hands of sweet mercy. We've been awaiting for a miracle to arrive. We've been awaiting on the light to shine our bright in the middle of the night. We've been awaiting on a miracle to arrive. Have we satisfied the hunger of the hungry? Have we bound the wounds of sick and dying? Was your tongue tied to the truth or words of lying? We've been awaiting for a miracle to arrive. We've been awaiting. We've been awaiting and waiting and waiting. We've been awaiting on a miracle to arrive. Have we ventured inside the darkened prisons? Seen the souls bound down there in nightmare visions? And on the dark horse of war, they seize the land and kill the poor. We've been awaiting on a miracle to arrive. We've been awaiting. We've been awaiting and waiting and waiting. We've been awaiting on a miracle to arrive. When you were cold and naked, did we clothe you? Or did we simply judge and walk away? Did we turn a deaf ear to your anger, rage, and tears? We've been awaiting for a miracle to arrive. We've been awaiting. We've been awaiting and waiting and waiting. We've been awaiting for a miracle to arrive. Not to try to find the treasures of lost childhood. They are gone and you can never go back home. Give yourself to the sick and the poor and the lepers rapping at your door. We've been awaiting on a miracle to arrive. We've been awaiting. We've been awaiting and waiting and waiting. We've been awaiting on a miracle to arrive. And in the darkness of our hearts, we're praying for that tiny spark. We've been awaiting on a miracle to arrive. Yes, we've been awaiting on a miracle to arrive. Thank you.
Well, thanks to everybody today for joining us for this very special tribute to Buddy Tabor. You have been listening to A Mudlark Sampler at 102.7. This is KRNN, Music and Arts for the Capital City. It's just after 2 o'clock here in the Capital City. We're going to go out of the show this afternoon with an interview that Katie Bosler did with Buddy earlier in December, and you'll enjoy that very much. So thanks very much. Soon as that's over, we'll be joining A Thistle and Shamrock in Progress. But I do want to remind you that we're singing for Buddy tonight. The Glacial Erratics are having a reunion, and they haven't been together for some time. They will be out at Resurrection Lutheran Church downtown on 10th Street, 7 p.m., $15 at the door. There are no advance tickets, so show up and bring your friends. It's all singing for Buddy. Thanks very much for joining us today. And again, it's been my pleasure to bring this tribute to Buddy today. Stay tuned for interview with Buddy Tabor and Katie Bosler, and then A Thistle and Shamrock in Progress.
So, Buddy, gosh, you've been saying, you said goodbye to your friends in Folsom.
Uh-huh.
We had an awesome fundraiser for your, well, just for those of you who don't know, Buddy is suffering with cancer. And
it's terminal. Mm-hmm.
And what does it feel like to have terminal cancer?
There's a heck of a question. It's like having a gun pointed at your head, you know, to be truthful with you. Somebody pointing a gun at your head. But I mean, we could talk about the, let's be a little more positive here, Katie. You're starting to sound like me. Maybe you've been listening to my music too long. Let's talk about the fundraiser. I'd like to thank people who came and the people that supported it and put it on and all the hard work. And it's funny, but, you know, I was joking with people. I have a morbid sense of humor even till the end. I'd hug people for coming and talk to them, and I'd say, thank you for coming to my going away party.
It was a great night. It was just an incredible
night. Well, it makes Juno special, too. You know, there was a lot of love and kindness and a lot of generosity, and I wanted to thank you publicly. There was a little article on it that we did with
Annie Fletcher.
Yes.
From the Empire.
Yeah, we wanted to thank her and the Empire.
She did an incredible job.
Yeah, and we live in an incredible, you know, that article wasn't supposed to focus on me, but yet the people in Juneau, you know, it's really a great town. It's been wonderful living here all these years. There's no place like it. I mean, you know, definitely we can be honest and say, you know, there's times the weather really sucks here. It's not a, I'm trying to think of the word, enabling climate. I mean, it's harsh. It wants to kick your butt. It wants to stomp you right into the ground. But it's worth living here. You know, you go to towns. I've been all over the U.S. and they just don't have this type of support and community. You know, most communities centered around strip malls, and people don't know each other. And this definitely is a community-based small city.
Yeah, the connections are so strong.
Oh, they are.
You know, and I think your fundraiser felt like this big family reunion.
That's what it was, yeah. And, yeah, I'm very grateful for it. I mean, not only the financial support, but, I mean, just the emotional support, too, you know.
Yeah, folks, for those of you who are just tuning in and are maybe not aware of this, it was about a good month ago. Maybe
it was November 6th.
November 6th, yeah. There was a fundraiser at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center for Buddy's treatment, and we had several bands play. Including Kari Grover and the Wrist Rockets, the Cook County Blues Band, Honky Tonk Habit. Buddy played a little bit.
I played a couple of songs.
Yep, yeah. His good friend Jane Rudenberg was in town for it, which was awesome. Betsy Sims, organizer extraordinaire, did a fantastic job. Colette Costa did the food. And just tons of people showed up, and we had a really fun auction with Andy Klein and Colette being the auctioneers, and a silent auction, and it was just it's a really uplifting night.
It was.
And you know, Buddy, another night that I really feel grateful for being able to witness and be a part of was your last concert at Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Uh-huh.
That was in late August.
Right.
And, boy, that was just absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, you just did some beautiful, beautiful music there.
Had a little help.
Yeah. From your support team.
Yes.
Yes. Betsy and Albert McDonald and Colette, your good friends.
Jason Caputo.
Jason Caputo, yes.
Lots of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, it's been a good run. It's been a real good run. Yeah, that was a nice show.
Well, thank you so much for your gift of poetry and music to all of us.
Well, thank you for your support. Over the years, you've been very supportive of my work. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, the first person who told me you were a poet was Jimmy Waters. I don't know if you remember Jimmy Waters. This was back in, I think, around when you released Meadowlark, which was probably around 1996, 97.
Yeah, we did an interview on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy, he's been a singer, musician, has been gone from Juneau for a good decade now, probably. He was a son of a preacher, a gospel singer, and had an absolutely phenomenal voice. And he put out one CD. Anyway, and he said, you know, you got to talk to Buddy Tabor. You got to meet Buddy Tabor. And Buddy, it was just, you know, I just learned so much from you and your music. And being an aspiring poet writer myself, you know, just, and I think that I speak for a lot of listeners right now. You know, you just, you put in a Buddy Tabor CD and you think you know that song, you've heard it, and you hear something new. It means something new to you. The lyrics that you come up with, you just, how does he do that? It's just, seriously.
I don't know. Often I ask my same question to myself. How do I do this?
Well, it's a real gift.
Thank you.
Yeah, and in the earlier, folks, this evening, we read some poetry of Marty Williams, who is imprisoned in Folsom and is also an incredible poet. And he sent Buddy his second book of poetry with some brief letters from some of the people who Buddy worked with in the arts in the prison program down in Folsom over the years. And could you mind if I read a couple of them?
No, go ahead.
Well, here's one from a gentleman who calls him Ken, the bluesman Blackburn.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I wish I'd known you longer better, but even the brief moments we shared made me realize your mastery of your art. Your music inspired me. Your poetry went straight to my heart. And the wisdom you sang cast a few brave glimmers of light into the darkness. You are what I think of when someone says troubadour. And that is how I will remember you. Plus, I'll always be proud to say, Buddy let me play his guitar once. Ken the Bluesman Blackburn. I love that one. And yeah. Here's another one. Buddy, to our dear friend, for being inspiration for many that seek to find a glimmer of hope and light in some of the darkest places. Now, this is interesting because, you know, you've kind of been known as, let's see. What's
depressing?
Yeah, Box of Pain, I think, was your last CD. That was the title.
I used to say that happy songs make me depressed.
Right.
Yeah, it is sort of weird that all of a sudden I'm this beacon of light, you know. It's almost ironic. I guess there's a guy here in town that's written this novel, and I don't know who it is, but apparently he's got a, what do you call it when you take somebody that's real and then make a character of them and change their name and put them in the novel. But
A graphic novel, maybe, or a...
No, but when you do that, when you take that person and make them into a fictional character, I guess.
Okay.
Anyway, he has a fictional character, I guess, based on me because there's this one scene, I guess, of some singer-songwriter has concerts and they won't let people sit beside the windows because they're afraid they'll jump out. I don't know who you are, but I love that little description of me like that. So, yeah, it's sort of weird that all of a sudden, you know, Buddy's dying and becoming this beacon of light for people.
So let's see what else he says. Thank you for being a vessel of tenacity and perseverance, communicated through your music to myself and so many others. I wish you well, brother, and pray to hear your live sound again. With the strength of all healing sources from around the universe, I see you healthy, well, and smiling. That with God's loving grace, we all get to have a good laugh once more. Take care, brother, and God bless. With love and respect. I think that's Thaddeus or Thad?
Thaddeus, I think.
Yeah.
He's in lockdown, too.
So you didn't get to see him?
No.
So how many people did you get to see?
Just a handful.
Just a handful.
We didn't want to do a big group, just a core group of the people that run the programs there. And we sang a few songs and talked. So it wasn't really it was a little goodbye thing.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So. Well, it's just, you think about it, or I thought about this anyway, that, Johnny Cash went down to Folsom years ago, and he gave a big show.
Yeah, I wasn't in that category.
And he was kind of, but it was a show.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have, to my knowledge, but he
No, he didn't.
Johnny
have,
Cash didn't get that one-on-one.
No, he didn't
with
have
prisoners.
The intimacy that I had, no.
Yeah.
But then he made more money than I did. That one album on Folsom Prison made him rich alone. But that's okay. We all got to eat, I guess.
That's right.
I didn't get paid for these.
But
I'm not complaining.
But really, buddy, was that ever your goal?
Well, I would have liked to have been paid. Not necessarily for Folsom, but maybe in the end here I'm getting paid back with all the love and just being shown me. Maybe that's worth more than money. But I would have liked to have been successful. Not on a Bruce Springsteen Stadium concert tour, arena tour. But I thought, that I could have toured the U.S. doing, 100, 150 seaters, or 50, even 50 seaters. But, the gigs were just impossible to get. You couldn't get them. And I don't play bars, and I don't play pizza places either. I want small, like folk clubs where they actually mm-hmm. come to listen. But there's mm-hmm. so many people doing it, you can't get them. I was even willing to subsidize them and couldn't get them. Mm-hmm. But that's okay now. But yeah, there's lots of things I got little paybacks from it, tributes and this sort of thing that I think made it worthwhile.
Sure.
But yeah, you're a writer. When you look at the rate of success, it doesn't matter what level you're writing, you probably aren't going to make it in any arts field. I did Clay Good asked me to come in and talk to his class, and we actually did pretty much the same thing we did here. I played him a couple of songs and read him a bunch of Marty's poems. But then I asked him, I said, most of the kids are there because they're forced to be there. But there's a few that are, really interested in what they're doing. And so I asked him, I said, how many of you guys really want to be poets? And there were about four of them raised their hands. And I said, don't do it. You'll be miserable. And if you try to do it for a living, you'll starve to death. I said, use the science side of your brain. You don't want to be a poet.
But sometimes you can't help it.
No, you do what you do. No, I think it's a calling. You really don't have a choice, much of a choice anyway. It's you do it.
And think about all those songs that you're leaving.
Yeah.
What?
That'll be up to you guys to decide what you want to think.
80, 100? How many?
Maybe 150. I don't know. Maybe not that many. There's some in the trash can.
All artists have work in the trash can.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that'll be you decide what survives, what doesn't. I won't have any power over that. Probably didn't have any power over the other part either.
Well, buddy, I think your music is I have a really strong feeling your music is going places.
Well.
And it's going to be really fascinating to see what happens.
I'll
with
call
your
you
songs.
From the other side and let you know what I think.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that.
All right. I had a friend had another friend that died. Just before he died, he said, he was with him on his deathbed. He says, call me from the other side and let me know how it is. Mm-hmm. And he had a dream that his friend called him from the other side. And he talked to him on the telephone from the other side. So I'll give you a call.
I'll be waiting.
Okay.
Well, buddy, before we let you go, I think what we will, I'm going to go out with one of your songs.
Okay.
Is there anything
that's
else
your choice
you'd like to add?
And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You talked out?
No, but your listeners are probably getting bored. They probably hit the scan button to try to scan another channel.
Now, I know you have lots of fans listening, but I think before I play Meadowlark, song from your first CD, released about 96, I'm going to read the message that the poet in Folsom Prison, Marty Williams, wrote for you.
Sure.
Life's too short for waiting. I've never waited on you, brother. You were always right on time. I can't really remember what it was like before you walked through these walls. Somehow we were brothers first and just bumped into each other. This is a good thing, this life, even with all the prisons. You got yours like I have mine. I see it in every eye. This life is a good thing. You made all the right mistakes. I hope you make more. I love you, and that's that. Thank you for writing everyone's song. You came here for this. Peace, Marty. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Katie.
For everything.
Yeah, you too.